Lesson 14. Leonardo da Vinci, Renaissance Man. The word Renaissance means rebirth and is applied to the reawakening of interest in learning and the arts that began in Italy in the 15th century. This brought to an end the millennium known as the Middle Ages, during which learning and the arts stagnated. It is impossible to set precise dates for the Renaissance, but it began to flower around 1450. And Leonardo da Vinci, 1452 to 1517, is considered by many to be its supreme genius. Leonardo was born in the small village of Vinci, near Florence, and as a youth studied painting and drawing in the workshop of the distinguished teacher Andrea del Verrocchio. His congenial disposition soon made him a popular member of Florence's artistic circles, while his extraordinary artistic ability, coupled with an irrepressible curiosity about the workings of nature, gave promise of his future greatness. His mind teemed with fresh ideas about music, science, and mathematics, a condition that exemplified the new spirit of the age. Leonardo would learn, not from the ancient writings of classical Greece and Rome, long regarded as infallible guides to everything from the movements of the heavens to the workings of the human body, but from the world he saw about him. In his 30th year, Leonardo moved to Milan to serve as a military engineer at the court of Ludovico Sforza. Shortly after his arrival, the city was devastated by the pestilence known variously as the plague or the Black Death. The traditional view was that such events were sent by God to punish the wicked. In contrast, Leonardo's idea was to clean up the slums in hopes of preventing this tragedy from happening again. He filled his voluminous notebooks with designs for many projects, including the layout of towns, the building of churches, and improvements in weapons of war. He even drew up plans for submarines and helicopters. He wrote his notes in a left-handed mirror script that can only be deciphered by holding them to a mirror and reading their reflection. Leonardo lived during a turbulent period when political power rested with individual city-states that vied with each other for supremacy. In 1499, the French, allied to the city-state of Venice and backed by Pope Alexander VI, invaded Milan, ending Sforza's rule and causing Leonardo to flee the city. 2 years before his departure, he had completed his painting of the Last Supper on a wall of a Milan convent. Most painters at that time applied the paint onto the plaster before it had dried, a technique known as fresco, which gave a luminous quality to the finished work. In contrast, Leonardo painted the Last Supper on dry plaster using paints he had created. Although the painting began to deteriorate slightly even during Leonardo's lifetime, its dramatic composition and sublime spiritual quality have inspired awe in its viewers. The second great work of art for which Leonardo is renowned is the portrait of a young woman whose enigmatic smile has intrigued people for centuries. This painting became known as the Mona Lisa. Leonardo painted it in 1503, following his return to Florence. Also dating from this period is a series of precise anatomical drawings made by Leonardo. At that time, knowledge of the workings of the human body was non-existent. Doctors relied on centuries-old texts to treat disease, making medical treatment largely ineffectual. Leonardo obtained corpses from a Florence hospital and dissected over 30 of these in order to observe and make a record of their structure. In 1513, Leonardo moved to Rome to work, but he often became so mired in thinking through and recording the ideas running through his mind that he did not complete very many projects. Francis I, the enlightened young king of France, invited Leonardo to his country, where he remained the king's guest for the last 2.5 years of his life. Out of gratitude, Leonardo gave the Mona Lisa to the young king. It has remained in France ever since, where it yearly attracts people from all over the world to view it in Paris's Louvre Museum.